Welcome to Tool Talk Times, a podcast made by tall people.
For tall people.
I'm Letty Saunders.
And I'm Tom Garner.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Letty. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was actually surprised by the answer I've just given you.
That you were fine?
No, just off air.
Oh, I see. No, off air, we were talking about a rather paradoxical subject. I mean, we were talking about, would you like to be shorter than you actually are?
I know.
I mean, right. Shall I tell you what I think?
Go on.
So when I was, so now, no, I wouldn't want to be shorter.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't, not now, but for many years as a teenager and as a young man, there were so many times where I just wanted to be shorter.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
It was kind of a futile fantasy that I had because it's the typical thing of what I wanted to fit in.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not futile anymore, Tom.
No, fortunately not. And it comes with confidence, maybe a bit of age, but it's hard to say. I don't know. How about you? What did you?
I would have wanted to be, I mean, capped at 6 foot, sure.
Yeah.
Being tall, but being very tall, 6'3". I love it now because it's part of me and I've accepted myself.
Yeah.
But many years ago, I hadn't. And it does concern me when, say, we've got a post recently on Facebook, Tom.
Yeah.
Called How Cosmetic Leg Lengthening Surgeries Are Luring Patients and Courting Controversy.
I've heard of this. It's a pretty strange and grim story, really.
So, well, we will share it. I mean, it's on our Tool Talk Times Facebook group if you want to read all the comments. A couple of people have said, I'll gladly, you know, be shorter.
Mm.
And one beautifully tall, fabulous, fabulous woman have said, so sad, I am who I am. Accepting that hasn't always been easy. But thankfully, I'm there. No snake oil salesman with risky surgery will tempt me either way.
Yeah, that's good. No, good on her.
Yeah, and I asked for her permission to quote, and she said, yeah, absolutely. Mm. But she doesn't think that very tall women could say the same, mostly because men are expected to be taller than women.
Yes.
And we still have that in society, don't we?
We do. I think it seems to be a biological thing. Like it's naturally assumed that men will be taller than women and women will be shorter than men. And so therefore that's the way of things. And if people are outside of that supposed norm, then it becomes a problem. And it shouldn't be a problem. It should just be people are what we are and we're beautifully tall.
Yeah.
And as we will keep on saying.
Yeah. And we must try and empower people to accept themselves and their height rather than go through to such lengths, no pun intended.
Of course.
But to such lengths, surgery, and it's pretty horrific, surgery. So we have a job to do, Tom.
Yeah,
we have to carry on wittering.
Oh yes, and basically surgery is not the answer.
No, hang out with us.
No, but joking aside, it is a serious subject. Is leg lengthening, and it's just just accept yourself for who you are because you're beautifully tall.
Yeah, you are. You're beautifully tall, and you're welcome here.
So I think it is that time of episode.
Hold on. Let me just double check. When you say it's that time.
Yes.
Am I right? Is it the history bit?
It is.
I love you talking about history, yes. Tom.
So, welcome to Giants of History.
Giants.
The Giants, yes. And so all I've got to say is, don't panic. And for this episode's Giant of History, we're going to learn about life, the universe, and everything. Stop it. We might even learn the answer to the meaning of life.
I know the number.
Ah, so what's the number?
42.
Yes, yes.
See, I do get that one now.
That is deserved artificial applause. So yes, as you can see, all this jollity means that we're talking about the English author, humorist, and screenwriter Douglas Adams. So Douglas Adams, of course, is most famous for The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So as we'll start, as we always do, with a potted history. So born in 1952, Adams was educated at Cambridge University, also his hometown.
Okay.
And to begin with, in his career, he wrote for Monty Python's Flying Circus during the 1970s.
I never knew that.
Yes, yes. He wrote a couple of sketches for them and even had a cameo appearance in a sketch on TV. After Monty Python ended, he began to write for radio as well as TV. And before Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, he was most famous for writing Doctor Who serials in the late 1970s when Tom Baker played the Fourth Doctor. And in keeping with that science fiction theme, at around this time, he began writing a science fiction comedy called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm so grateful to him for writing that.
So grateful. And what's interesting was it was initially written for BBC Radio 4 and then later novelised and subsequently adapted for TV and film. And if, for those of you who don't know what The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is about, in summary, it follows the adventures of an everyman called Arthur Dent, who travels around the universe after he becomes the last survivor of Earth after it has been demolished by some bureaucratic aliens.
Yes.
And for those in the know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is full of lots of quotable phrases. So I mentioned Don't Panic and The Meaning of Life is 42, etc. I found some lovely other quotes from the novel. And one of the quotes was, "Space is big, really big. You just won't believe how vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big it is." Now, coincidentally, on the subject of big,
yeah,
Adams himself was 6'5", so that's 196 centimetres.
2 inches taller than me?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, Adams wasn't just a one-horse pony. He wrote for Doctor Who, Monty Python, Hitchhikers. He also created the Dirk Gently detective novels.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that was Douglas Adams.
I'm learning so much on these little history.
Yeah. And but Hitchhiker is the main thing. I mean, it's been turned into a comic book, a stage show, a computer game in 1984.
Oh, my.
The most recent film adaptation was, well, it was a while ago now, but it came out in 2005. Sadly, Adams died of a heart attack aged 49 in 2001.
Oh, no.
But I think his unique look on comedy and writing, I think a lot of it came from his height.
Yeah, how?
Well, when he was he reached the height of 6 foot by the time he was 12 years old.
Okay,
which is quite an ask for a young boy.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. I mean, we've all had our growing pains. That's some huge amount of growth.
What's interesting is his former teacher recalled that his height made Adams feel self-conscious at school.
Yep.
And when he was during his education, he loved acting, but he began to realise that he would miss out on lots of parts because of his height. And he later joked, I found this wonderful quote, he said, "I always had a great deal of trouble playing dwarves."
Oh, bless.
Which is quite an Adams-esque thing to say.
Very Adams-esque. And such a charming way of putting it.
Yes,
well.
I mean, you could say it's quite an off colour comment, but in Adams's hand, it seems to work. But this self-deprecation about his height continued throughout his life. He eventually became great friends with Richard Dawkins, who's best known as a biologist and an atheist and a writer. But Dawkins wrote in Adams's obituary about his height, "He did not stoop like some very tall men who feel uncomfortable with their height."
Brilliant.
"But nor did he swagger with the macho assertiveness that can be intimidating in a big man."
Oh.
"He neither apologised for his height nor flaunted it. It was part of the joke against himself."
Oh, well, that's very touching.
So I think, in a way, so clearly he wasn't... I can relate to that. I mean, I don't have a terrible posture and I certainly don't swagger. And I think that I can recognise that self-consciousness that Adams had. And that self-deprecation is often what we do as tall people to deflect, you know, people making comments that are negative.
The comedy,
The comedy side of it, yeah. And I'm sure for him it was the same. But Adams is a really good role model. And I was surprised at how tall he was. But yeah, it's fantastic. So we've in the last three episodes, we've dotted around history. We've kind of gone, where do we start? Abraham Lincoln, 19th century.
Good old Abe.
I know, good old Abe. Mary Queen of Scots, 16th century. And now the 20th century of Adams.
Woman. A beautifully tall woman.
So yeah, there we go.
Well, thank you so very much.
What a giant of history, Douglas Adams.
Yeah.
So I think we should move swiftly on to tall topics, which this week, Lessie, is...
Tall rides.
There we go. Oh, that was a much better segue.
I can always do that again because it was so good. I'm going to do it again.
But
tall rides.
Tall rides.
Which are cars, people.
Car. Oh, that's a bit more flat, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, well, let's talk about cars.
Okay. So obviously, tall people can't fit in every car.
No.
And it's not just the leg room. It's the height. It's where the A pillar is, which is something that I hadn't even considered until first car for firstborn, driving, look out the window, and because he's pushed his chair so far back, there's that pillar at the side and no window.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a section on the Facebook group. I don't know if you have had a look. In the files section, a list of cars with links to reviews and links to car sales.
Yeah. Things like Auto Trader, yeah. That sort of thing.
Yeah, so people can get an idea of a car that would fit them. So a lot of people have commented, and we're updating the list all the time. But do you drive, Tom?
I don't at the moment, but my previous car was interesting in terms of I fit in it wonderfully, but people would be surprised.
Cool.
My last car was a Mini Cooper.
No way.
Yes way. It's not the old fashioned classic Mini. So no, that would be a no-no for someone like me. But the modern Mini, I fit in it fantastically. The legroom is really it's true what they say. It's bigger on the inside, and the legroom was fantastic. And I genuinely had a great time driving a Mini around. But I do find it's difficult as a tall person looking for cars. And what I look for is, you know, that middle bit of the dashboard where the CD player often is and the gear stick.
Yeah.
Well, often there's a jutting bit where the radio and CD player will come out, and that's really bad for legroom.
Okay.
And so I've had to judge my cars on what I buy in terms of whether that is there or not. And if it's not, it's more preferable for me. But most cars do have that console jutting out, and it makes things difficult.
It does. I mean, I drive an old Land Rover Discovery, and I love it. And it's an absolute truck. And
it is a beast.
I adore my car, though. It's lots of leg room, comfort. The chairs are adjustable in more ways than a chair should be adjustable.
Mm.
And it has the height, the ceiling height, which is something that's often overlooked.
Yeah.
And adjustable chair. And it's big and people get out of my way.
Well, that's good. So do we have any tall car recommendations?
Yeah, we've got loads. And we've got them all on the list on the Facebook group. But there are a couple that keep coming back all the time. Saabs, very good. My son Oscar has a classic Saab 900, a nice black one he zooms around in.
Yeah.
Disco, of course. The Nissan Micra, somebody suggested.
Nissan Micra. Well, I mentioned the Mini.
Was it a particular
particular
one?
Model?
Yeah, particular model. BMWs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the co-founder, Nat Daniels, drives a BMW.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Lucky him, as co-founders are wont to do.
Yes. I mean, obviously, everyone has an opinion. Somebody suggested a Ford.
There is nothing wrong with Ford cars.
Anyway.
I think this is what you've just heard there, is some car snobbery. Car snobbery, that's a whole different episode.
So basically, what I would like to happen is for people to take photographs of their cars and pop them on the Facebook group.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Maybe, obviously, with the door open, showing your beautifully tall self sat happily and in well proportion in your tall ride.
Yeah.
But photographs with headroom and all those little bits of, hey, this is awesome. My chair has multi-adjusting 900 different ways I can sit in the most fabulous position to drive my car.
Yeah.
So whatever the USP is for your car that's right for you, you beautifully tall person, please send in the photos, pop them up on the group, and state what car you're in, because you may actually be helping somebody else out there.
Yeah. And it could certainly, if they're not driving because they don't think a car will fit them, it might actually help their independence,
which is huge. Yeah. You know, we need a good tool ride to take our cars and our beautifully tall selves off to our lovely tool events to meet our fellow beautifully tall people and hang out and yeah, raise our confidence.
Well, that's good. Well, beep, beep, shall we?
Thank you.
And so, and talking about tool events, so Letty, what's on the calendar coming up?
Well, on the 12th of April, you know, yes, what I'm going to say, don't you?
I don't know. I'm not in your head.
12th of April is the Friday date for the London pub meet.
Hooray!
Yeah. But on top of that, it's not long until Belfast.
Belfast. Northern Ireland.
That's a really good accent.
Well, thanks very much.
I think you've got Irish, though, haven't you?
I do. I'm a dual citizen. So it's in the blood, so to speak.
we've had the Glamazons reach out from Ireland. Do you know who the Glamazons
are?
No,
do tell me who the Glamazons are.
They are a 70-strong group of beautifully tall women.
Fantastic.
In Ireland.
In Northern Ireland specifically, or in the Republic? Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland specifically. I can't believe you're going to miss it. You would love, love you as well.
Oh, wow. You flatter me.
We'll have to do another trip, ladies, over when the fabulously, beautifully tall Tom Garner can join us.
Stop it.
The highest bidder.
You can't see this on radio, but I am going slightly red.
Oh, bless. So, yes, the Glamazons are a group of beautifully tall women that live in Ireland.
Yeah.
And they noted that we were doing a tour trip into Belfast in May, and they have reached out and connected with us.
I think that's fantastic. It's nice that there's like crossover between different groups.
Oh, it's really exciting.
So do they do similar things like events and meetups and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. The lady that I spoke with was telling me their problem being their transport system isn't as good as ours.
Ah, okay.
So for whatever reason, you are having problems with the strikes and the transport system on the mainland. In Northern Ireland, there are huge problems. Mm. So we've got a list of events coming up for Belfast, and they're going to join us on one or two of the evenings there.
Oh, that'd be fantastic to meet meet them. Yes, I'm sorry, I can't be. I'm envious now. I don't want to go to Italy anymore.
Yeah, you do. But then we've got some German tallies coming over as well.
Ah, sehr gut.
Yes, careful. And and some beautifully tall Americans.
Fantastic.
Because of obviously the historical link with Ireland, Tom.
Yes, lots of Irish Americans. Yeah.
So that their events keeping us going. But if anyone has any suggestions for events, do get in touch. We hope to have. We had an idea the other day because one of our members is a Wookiee.
A Wookiee.
A Wookiee.
Of course. Well, aren't we all?
And
when you say he's a Wookiee, do you want to expand on that?
No, he actually is a Wookiee.
Okay, well, he's actually Chewbacca.
He is, well, a relative of.
This gets more and more intriguing, and I don't know whether this is fact or fiction.
I do like winding you up. But no, so we were talking the other day about these outfits that we could wear.
Yes.
Maybe a fancy dress.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a fancy dress party in the pipeline for later in the year.
Oh, marvellous.
I don't. What would you come as, Tom?
Well, I haven't given it much thought. Would it have to be a specifically tall theme?
No, but you know what? You were talking about that stovepipe hat, I think, back in, what was it, Podcast 1?
Podcast 1, and our first giant of history was Abraham Lincoln.
That's right.
Now, I could very easily come as Abraham Lincoln because I've got dark hair, I'm very tall, and I'm a bit funny looking. So I could certainly dress up as old Abe, yeah.
And what would we dress Nat Daniels up as?
I don't know. I think I'll leave that. He's he drives a BMW.
He does drive a BMW.
Well, he can come as a BMW driver, can't he?
Ooh.
I don't know what any of that means.
BMW drivers.
They've got a reputation, haven't they?
They do.
Well, what would you come as?
Me?
Yeah.
That would be telling.
Oh, it's a secret.
No, well, I quite fancy coming as a pirate.
Oh, that'd be good.
But then, well, I don't know. I quite fancy wearing one of those huge wigs, like from the French court.
Could you come as Marie Antoinette?
So many people want to chop my head off.
With the head, obviously.
With the head. and just give everybody cake.
Sorry, we're making light of guillotining people. We're not endorsing this at all.
At no point do we endorse beheading.
No, we do not. We're a very inclusive group and very friendly.
But that was kind of the theme of podcast two, wasn't it, beheading?
Yes, yes. And it's somehow dripped into podcast three. And it's maybe we should...
Yeah, we should move swiftly away from that. Go back to the events.
So, come as a member of the French court.
I fancy coming as a member of the French court.
That's fine.
But to find a fancy dress outfit that would be long enough, maybe a tad problematic.
Possibly, yes.
So, watch this space. For anyone that is interested in a fancy dress talk times function, then... let me know.
Well, look at us. We're going international and we've got fancy dress parties and National Trust properties and pub visits.
I know.
This is all delightful.
And don't forget the Facebook group, Tom.
Oh, yes, and the Facebook group. So, yes, so as ever, if you have anything you want to get in touch with us about, any ideas you have, or just to say hi, we love hearing your feedback. So, yeah, don't be shy. Come and say hi.
Oh, that's brilliant. Don't be shy. Come and say hi. Yeah. Beautifully tall people. And there are other socials out there.
Exactly.
Just saying that really tentatively as we, what was that Nat said? Oh, yeah. As we take over the world. So, Tom, have you enjoyed the podcast today talking about cars, even though you don't drive?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, I used to have a car. I've driven cars. So it's all good. Yeah. And look, if it's useful for listeners, that's the main thing.
That is exactly it. We're trying to give you some fabulous information that will help your beautifully tall self and the environment that you're in.
And have you had a good episode?
I love it. Good. Absolutely love it.
Good.
Thank you, everyone. And from us beautifully tall people, a podcast made by tall people for tall people, Tall Talk Times. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.